The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Rolien Marx, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. And before we get into all the headlines, I just want to take a moment to wish a very special friend a very happy Bar Bat Mitzvah tomorrow. Chai FM, 13 years old. And I just say Mazal Tov and thank you for being the platform that allows me to bring you guys the news from Israel. And yeah, I was there at the beginning and I will continue to be there until you kick me out.
Wow, I'm just listening to you. You're thanking us for giving you a platform. And meanwhile, it's us thanking you for being so incredibly wonderful every day at 20 past five, like clockwork. Anyway, the Mutual Admiration Society, it sounds like. Let's move on to the news, Ro. Tell us about this nationwide siren drill. That can actually be very frightening in Israel if you're not prepared for it.
Well, it could be frightening, and I know so many of you around Joburg, around the world, have got the Tzev Adom, the Red Alert app on your phone and probably wondered why it was going off today. Well, we are running drills, siren drills in this case, across various parts of the country. There might be drills a little later as well. So if your phone app does start bleeping, please don't panic. We are not under attack. We are just testing the systems nationwide. And this is part of an ongoing drill that we have been doing over the last week. It started on Sunday across the country, testing various systems, testing responses, testing units of the IDF. This is Israel. We know that we are in a very hostile neighborhood surrounded by enemies, and we are making sure that we are prepared for any eventuality. So, yes, this has been going on throughout the course of the day.
This hacker group, I know nothing about them, Black Shadow Hacker Group. What are they hacking? What are they releasing?
I mean, don't you just find it fascinating, the names that they call themselves, Black Shadow? You know, sounds very ominous. So who are the other ones? The ones that are anonymous, you know, very, very, very just bizarre. Anyway, they apparently hacked very, very sensitive database belonging to Machon Mor. This is the medical institute. Because they didn't get their ransomware, they released very sensitive patient information of about 300,000 Israelis yesterday. And the group, which is actually attributed to Iran, apparently broke into Israeli internet company CyberServes, which hosts a number of Israeli websites and services. And this is not the first time that we've been hacked. There is so-called cyber war going on. One of the communities that were hacked on Saturday was an LGBT dating app called Atraf. They were hacked, and CyberServe apparently refused to pay $1 million. And they said after that, they said 48 hours ended, nobody send us money. Well, I'm sure they meant to say nobody sent us money, but they said nobody sent us money, so in the end, nobody did. But all jokes aside, they have been hacking various sites that sit on the CyberServe server.
But it is interesting because there's nothing, you know, there's no national security interest in any of these sites that they are hacking. Are they just trying to make a point, or are they just trying to be a nuisance? Can they not get into the more difficult sites?
I think they are trying to be a nuisance, and I think they are trying to send a message that we have you all in our sights. And you know that cybersecurity is one of the areas where Israel is very, very focused on. So, you know, I don't think that they can access many of our military sites. Those are very, very heavily guarded and protected, even though they did manage to get into one of the sites, one of our military servers. But we are cracking down. We know and we are anticipating that there will be attacks coming from Iran and other entities that are trying to attack Israel from a multi-pronged point of view.
Okay, and then let's talk about this hashtag #SadSadIsrael Twitter campaign. What's that about?
Well, this is actually quite funny, but also has its roots in something very annoying. It's no secret that the New York Times is no friend of Israel and Zionism. I mean, just today there is an article published about how the young Jewish clergy in America are changing their viewpoint on Israel and Zionism. Now, could this be the death knell of American Zionism? And I'm of the opinion, we've seen this with the treatment of Barry Weiss, a very outspoken journalist, Jewish journalist, who's called them out on their hypocrisy vis-a-vis Israel a number of times, how she was basically bullied out of the New York Times. But a journalist called Patrick Kingsley wrote an op-ed saying, you know, he traveled the length and breadth of Israel, and basically what he has found is that Israelis are a miserable lot. We're very, very divided, that we're negative, we don't have positive viewpoints of our country. I think he was very, 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 extremely very, in case I haven't mentioned it, very selective in the examples that he chose. So many of us have taken to Twitter, myself included, with the hashtag sad, sad Israel, because obviously we are very, very sad in Israel. He really did not get the memo, neither did the New York Times, that Israel continuously and consistently ranks one of the happiest countries to live in. This is despite the challenges that we face here. And we've been taking to Twitter to say we are sad, sad Israel. I've shared pictures of me with camels and smiling.
Good on you.
And awesome. We have pictures of people celebrating in the shuk and shooting music videos and serving in the IDF and swimming in the Dead Sea, or floating in the
And you're all desperately sad whilst doing all that.
We are all desperately sad. Anybody who's visited Israel can tell just how reserved, sad, divided, and basically miserable the lot of us are. But all jokes aside, the New York Times are basically killing any kind of reverence that they once held in as far as journalism is concerned.
So, Ro, it's interesting because I have a subscription to the New York Times. I like to see what they're on about. And I saw that article and I read that article, and it was so blatantly clear from the first paragraph that there was an agenda, a set agenda, and they were going to find what they wanted to find. It was clear. This was not going to be an objective piece.
Absolutely not. And I think we've seen the New York Times throw objectivity with regards to Israel, or, you know, basically out the window. I don't think that there would be any other minority community in the United States, any other religion that would be targeted, and the kind of campaign that they seem to be running against Israel, Jews, and our national liberation movement, which we call Zionism, as strategically and as relentlessly as the New York Times have been.
Ro, in the minute and a half that we've got left, I want to ask you, why is it that so much space is being devoted to the issue of the budget and the likelihood of it being passed in all the Israeli press today?
It's very, very important. We start the votes. In fact, our Prime Minister has landed back from his very successful trip to COP26. It was announced yesterday that Israel will be cooperating or working with the Gates Foundation on green technology and innovation, because we are renowned for our innovation. So very, very cool to hear that. But it is time to pass the budget. It's been through its preliminary votes, and we anticipate some discussion and very, very robust debate within the next 48 hours or so, as this coalition government, in order to survive, has to pass this budget. We know the opposition are going to come out guns blazing. They want an end to the coalition government. It's very important that this budget is passed. If it is passed, it's a massive, massive success for our government. It really, really cements it into power. And if the budget is not passed, according to Israeli law, many of you may not be familiar. If this budget is not passed, the Knesset is immediately dissolved and we go to another set of elections. And this is a scenario we absolutely do not want.
High, high, high stakes. Rolene Marks, as always, thank you so very much. To tell you the truth, I'm not sure what happens or doesn't happen tomorrow. Are we talking? Do you know?
You're not talking to me, but you are celebrating, so I will be a sad, sad Israeli and celebrate along with you.
Okay, you sad, sad Israeli. Thank you for your input, and we will talk next week. Thank you, Rolene.